The Board of Supervisors heard an update on the progress of the Clarkton Bridge earlier this week. The current status of the bridge is to pursue preservation without incurring additional liability for Halifax County. P.K. Pettis of the Clarkton Bridge Alliance told the supervisors that even though the preservation group is treading on unfamiliar ground, the process is progressing smoothly.
We are in very unfamiliar territory for everyone who is involved here. No one has ever done what we are attempting to do as we move forward with preserving Clarkton Bridge. But I think we support Mr. Barkley's statement that we continue to make progress. It's very promising. And as a follow-up of the meeting in Farmville, the Clarkton Bridge Alliance was asked to move forward with preparing for the transfer of the underlying right-of-way from adjoining property owners to the APVA Preservation Virginia.
Ms. Pettis said the Clarkton Bridge Alliance has sought the assistance of professionals to facilitate the process.
We have engaged a surveyor to undertake the survey of the parcels that would be transferred. We have engaged an attorney to develop the to prepare the deeds that will facilitate that conveyance. And we've also engaged an appraiser to come up with a value of that land to be conveyed with its improvements, the improvements being the bridge, in the event that we need that value to count as the local match money for a subsequent application for funds for bridge restoration and preparing it for public access.
She says the Alliance is working diligently on the efforts to preserve the historic bridge.
Much is going on behind the scenes, but the progress is steady and we're very confident we can work this out.
VDOT has decided that discontinuance of the bridge right-of-way is not a viable option since there is a good possibility of abandonment and subsequent transfer of the right-of-way for preservation of the bridge for use by pedestrians, bicyclists, and other non-vehicular traffic. VDOT resident engineer Joe Barkley told the supervisors that VDOT is undertaking a current inspection of the bridge to confirm the status of the structure if title transfer occurs. A further report from VDOT to the Board of Supervisors will be forthcoming. For WHLF First News, this is Kathy Cole reporting.